Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey. The kind of place in the Haggah where the custom is lasis malacha b'tisha b'av to do work on tisha b'av oisin, so you can. However, in Mekayim, if you're in a place in the Haggah where the minig is shaloi lasis malacha, not to work on tisha b'av, ain oisin. One must respect the minig and not do malacha. U'b'chal makam in all places, talmid ha-chachamim b'teilim, talmid ha-chachamim don't work. The Batanura explains this means they don't work the entire day. They shouldn't be mesiach dasim the avelis. They should understand that today is the day of crying over the Churban. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, the oilam always yasa adam atzmai talmud chacham. A person can consider himself a talmud chacham. What's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel telling us? Well, there are certain things for me to consider myself a talmud chacham may make it look like I'm being a little bit of a show-off or a big shot. Not over here. This would not be mechziki yehoyre. It doesn't look like he's showing off. What do you mean? People are going to say, oh, he's not working. He thinks he's a big Talmud Chacham. No. There's always plenty of people not working. No one knows why you're not working. So this is one of those instances where if a person wants to act like Talmid Chachamim, he can. He doesn't have to worry that it looks like he's showing off. The Gemara tells us that if someone does malacha, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Mina Mincha, Ulamayla, at different times, like by a Tana Sibur, wherever there's a Nidnud Aveira. And the Mishnah, the Gemara rather, gives us different examples. It's not worth it. Ein Araya Simen Bracha. If you don't have a Siyata Deshmaya, if the Rabbeinu Shalala doesn't want you to do something, if the Chachamim understand you shouldn't do something, and you say, well, let me make some money, so the Gemara is just letting us know you won't be making any money. Now, if you remember, originally when we started the Perek, so we said that Erev Pesach, after Chatzais, there's a halacha that you can't work, because that's when you bring your carbon Pesach, and on a day that a person brings a carbon during the time period that a person brings a carbon, in this case, in regard to the carbon Pesach, it's only after Chatzais, it's a yamta for him. Erev Pesach before Chatzais depends on a minig. Should we ask to work, because he may not get to the mitzvahs that he has to do, the carbon Pesach, bir chametz, preparing the matzah. Now that was the shita of the first Tana. Some hold that even whether to do malach until Chatzais Erev Pesach is not a question of a minig, but there's actually a machloikis tanoim, whether there's an official issa, whether there's a halacha not to do work Erev Pesach from the morning until Chatzais. Like the Mishnah explains weiter. The Chachamim say, it's not a question of minig, it was a machloikis in halacha. In Yehuda, they held that it was mutter. Uve Galil, up in the north of Eretz Yisrael, in the Galil, they held that you're not allowed to do malacha, even until chatzais. Zakta Mishnah Vayta Halayla, what about at night? According to the people of the Galil, where they did not do malacha the entire day Erev Pesach. So, do they hold that Leil Yudalid, that the Isra starts even the night before? Halayla, what about the night, according to the people of Galil? According to the Rabbanon of Galil? And for the Mishnah, it's a machloikis. Beis Shammai Oisrin, the Beis Shammai held haka, the night is also Asr b'malacha, because it's like any other Yamtiv, where the Isra Siyas Malacha starts the night before. The night always is connected to the next day. U'beisil matirin ad ha-netzachama. But the Beis Hillel say no, even according to the people of Galil, that held you're not allowed to do malacha from the morning, but it's mutter to do malacha until the sun comes up. The Beis Hillel say it's the same as a tainus. What's the din by a tainus, with the exception of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? The tainus only starts in the morning. By night, it's mutter. So the same is true over here. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Whether to do malacha on Tisha B'Av or not is tali in a minig. One should adhere to the minig hamakayim. Talmid HaChacham who have to feel the churban more, they should always be batal. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says this is one case where if a person wants to consider himself a Talmud Chacham, it's okay. It won't look like he's trying to show off. He's not working? Many people don't work. Then the Mishnah explained to us that although till now we understood that from the morning until Chatzais and Erev Pesach is just a question of minig, whether or not you should work or not, that's the opinion of the first Tana, the Chachamim hold, that it's actually a machlokes in halacha. In Yehuda, they held that it's mutter until chatzos. In the Galil, they held you're not allowed to do malacha until chatzos. It's not just a minute. What about the night before, according to the people of Galil? The Beis Shammai says, like any other yom tov that starts the night before. And the Basil say, no, it's like a tainus that doesn't start until the morning.